Nothing can be more terrifying than knowing the streets are being prowled by a twisted serial killer. To be a female of a certain age and profession on the streets of 19th century London, with the knowledge that one of your clients could be Jack the Ripper himself. There were many more Jack the Rippers in the world. Every human has a capacity for good or evil. We are all dark and light. This has been known for thousands of years. It has been written, preached, and symbolized across the world. Just as there are those in history who have stood out for their compassion and good works, there are also those who have become infamous for their propensity to evil. From serial killers who murder one human after another to dictators who order mass genocide upon their own citizens, evil knows no bounds. But what is it that creates these people? Is there an inbuilt genetic lock inside awaiting the turning of a key? Or are these people the result of their life experiences? Does abuse by parents play a key role? Does society itself have to answer for the actions of the murderers that it creates? It is time to delve deep into the world and mind of serial killers and discover why they kill. The first question, of course, is, what defines a serial killer? Typically, it is a person who murders three or more people in order to satisfy some twisted psychological desire. These murders can be over the course of a few months or years. Most authorities simply state that the motive for a serial killer is psychological gratification, and most appear to involve some form of sexual contact. However, the FBI, who have done extensive research in the field, state that there are multiple reasons, including anger, thrill-seeking, financial gain, and even attention-seeking. All of these reasons have causes, as we shall discover. Quite often the murders all take similar forms, and the victims themselves may share common traits such as race, sex, or social demographics. There have in fact been serial killers for as long as we have written history, and it is also claimed that legends of werewolves and vampires are folk memories of infamous killers. The idea of an ordinary human who somehow turns into a murdering monster and then back again seems to make complete sense. In 144 BC, Liu Pengli of China, nephew of the Han Emperor Jing, would go out on marauding expeditions with 20 or 30 slaves or with young men who were in hiding from the law, murdering people and seizing their belongings for sheer sport. It was not until the 29th year of his reign that the son of one of his victims finally sent a report to the emperor, and it was
sample complete. Ready to continue?